Are you obsessed with Los Angeles? Head over heels in love with the City of Angels? Well, this is the podcast for you. At Life Hacks LA, we hack the best in arts, eats, and activities in Los Angeles. So join us and become an LA hacker. What's up, LA hackers? This is your host, Stefan, and welcome to episode number 66. Of the Life Hacks LA podcast. Okay, guys, in this episode, we're going to be talking about Halloween in 2020. As you know, Los Angeles and Southern California in general really takes Halloween seriously. We have some epic, epic celebrations that go on, from over-the-top haunted houses to movie screenings inside of famous cemeteries to haunted hay rides, amusement park takeovers. I mean, there's Universal, Queen Mary, just all kinds of crazy, elaborate, over-the-top events, including large parades, Halloween parades. But of course, this is 2020, so like most things in 2020, Halloween has been affected this year. But that doesn't mean that you have to give up on Halloween completely in 2020, because of the creativity and resilience of Angelenos. They have come up with some unique ways you can still go out and enjoy Halloween even during the pandemic. And our guest today is Josh from SoCalloween909. He runs an account that talks about Halloween and horror stuff 365 days a year. So I figure there's no better person to come on and share with us some of the stuff that you can still enjoy for Halloween in 2020, with it just a few weeks away here. As always, guys, stay tuned to the very end of the episode and I'll share my own special Halloween hack for 2020. All right. I hope you enjoyed this interview with Josh from SoCalloween909, and I'll see you on the inside. What's going on, LA hackers? Welcome to another episode. And our guest today is Josh from SoCalHalloween909. How you doing today, Josh?
Pretty good.
All right, cool. It's awesome to have you on, because everyone loves Halloween in Los Angeles, as you know.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to talk about Halloween and how popular it is in LA and Southern California in general. But before we jump into that, we wanted to learn a little bit more about you. Where are you originally from, and how did you make your way to SoCal?
Well, I'm originally from Long Beach, California. I was out here for a while, I had moved to the Inland Empire area around early mid-2000s, and, you know, just been living here ever since.
Yeah, so is that where the 909 comes from?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, cool. Yeah, so your username is SoCalloween909. I was like, okay, that area code sounds familiar, but I wasn't sure exactly where it was.
Oh, no.
you mentioned you come from Long Beach, which I love. I actually don't live that far from Long Beach, about 30 minutes. And now you live in the Inland Empire. What is it in general that you love about living in Southern California?
In California, we have different types of weather. Not recently, it's just been hot as hell, but
yeah, especially where you are, right?
Oh, don't get me started. it has different climates depending on where you're at. The beach is cool, desert hot, go up to the mountains, it's snowing. But like I said, recently it's been unbearably hot, which has not been cool, but yeah.
Yeah, but I'm actually glad you pointed that out, Josh, because I think that people who haven't visited Southern California might not necessarily realize that you can go to the mountains and you can be in the snow, within a couple hours.
That is a pretty cool thing, because like pretty much for like an hour from anywhere, you could be at the beach all the way to foresty hillsides and whatnot.
Yeah, I think for visitors, they just typically think of Los Angeles as, you know, maybe the beach or hot, but they don't. There's that famous thing about how Los Angeles doesn't have any seasons, which has a lot of truth to it, but you can get to the mountains pretty easily from LA and Inland Empire, Long Beach, wherever you are in the Los Angeles area.
Yeah, that also depends on which freeways and what time, and it gets complicated, but yeah.
Exactly. You got to do a little bit of research first, but you can make it. We promise you.
Yeah, if you're coming to LA or just SoCal in general and you don't have a game plan, oh boy.
Yeah.
be hell.
We're going to talk about Halloween, but I was just thinking about fall in general, and how California, Southern California, doesn't have a lot of seasons, but not just Halloween, but fall in general seems to be really popular with Angelenos. What do you think about that?
I suppose I don't know. I'm not 100% sure how to answer that one.
Well, they're always into the fall traditional things, but a lot of that fall stuff is on the East Coast, like leaves and
Oh, right.
pumpkin
Oh,
spice
that,
lattes and sitting in front of a fire, even though it's
that's
really not
true.
that cold here.
Yeah, it's like fall. It's like fall. It's like I saw when I saw a meme the other day. It was like springtime's like in the morning, then the summer is between noon and late afternoon, and by the time it's late afternoon, it's winter. And
Yeah, that's a lot of truth to it. Okay, so let's talk about Halloween because that's what your account is about. And it's a huge part of Southern California, Los Angeles culture. People really, really love Halloween here. They take it serious and we have the best costumes, I think, of any other city. But you've taken it to another level. So you have an account dedicated to it, 365. And I was just wondering what it is about Halloween that motivated you to create that account and follow Halloween so closely.
So the reason for creating the account was essentially, which I'm sure a lot of people can relate to, is that I want to say somewhere in the yeah I want to say like maybe at the beginning of this past decade, like 2010, I started going to I'd always been a horror fan as a kid, just because my I had family who didn't really take much precaution with rated R movies as a kid, so
I can relate.
yeah. So I watched a lot of those, and I had a little bit of thing for horror, and then just Halloween in general, because especially for those who live in near the beach in SoCal, like I said, Long Beach. I don't know if anyone can relate, but in when I was younger, I'd always go to up in Palos Verdes.
Yeah.
Yeah, now there'd be a lot of trick-or-treating out there, and that's pretty much the spark for my love for Halloween. But to answer the question, sorry. So I was out here in the Inland Empire, and I when I when horror nights at Universal would always pop up, I'd always have to drive to LA, or I'd go with someone to LA. And after a while, I started thinking, it's kind of a hassle to have to drive all the way to LA for some horror events. There has to be something in our backyard. And that was pretty much the inception of the SoCalloween account, was to look for things within the 909 area and also SoCal. But specifically, since I'm currently living in the Inland Empire, I figured I'd try to help out those in the Inland Empire to find a cool Halloween or spooky things to do around the area without having to drive far away.
Yeah, and
And
that's great because we have these big Halloween events in Los Angeles. But like you said, ha Halloween is so popular here that you can find stuff everywhere, no matter what neighborhood you're in.
that is true.
Okay, I wanted to mention to the audience because you dropped a really good hack there with I don't even think you realized it. because
Oh, come on.
I spend a lot of time in the Palos Verdes area and Redondo Beach and all that. And you're absolutely right. It's still true to this day. If you go trick-or-treating in Palos Verdes, if you got a kid out there, take them trick-or-treating at Palos Verdes because they're the ones that help hand out the full-size candy bars and like your kid's gonna be really happy with you.
Yeah, like my memories are kind of vague just because I was probably like 5 or 6 when the last time I was out there. But yeah, what I do recall was just like really it was an event. Yeah, it was just there's a lot of elaborate displays, and just like you said, a lot of people giving out tons of candy, so.
Yeah, they're super generous with it. Okay, so Josh, you mentioned that these big events that happen in Los Angeles, like Halloween Horror Nights, is a huge one. What during this conversation right now, as we're talking, of course, we're going to a pandemic, and a lot of stuff has been canceled or it's been scaled back.
Yeah,
But
unfortunately.
yeah, unfortunately. But I wanted to, this will be over, 2021, 2022. So we're going to go back to that. I am very confident of that because of how much people love Los Angeles, Halloween in Los Angeles. So I wanted to ask you from your past experience, just talking about the big events, you know, the ones that most people have heard of, like Halloween Horror Nights, Haunted Hayride, those kind of events. What are some of the ones that you think live up to the hype, like your favorite ones from those big famous ones?
The 17th Door.
17th Door. Okay, I haven't heard of that one.
That one's in Fullerton.
Okay.
Yeah, it's they somehow managed to get it open this year but that one's really, I'd say as far as things around here, that one's probably the most intense that I've been to. Because there's kind of like this, I don't know. I don't want to speak for everyone in the community, but it's kind of like this unwritten rule where you could be scary and as far as you want with haunts and whatnot, but at some point, there has to be a balance. If you teeter too far, then you ends up becoming something that's not a haunt. It becomes something basically torture. And the 17th Door, they don't quite go that far, but it gets pretty intense. Like you have to sign a waiver to get in before you enter. Yeah.
So I know they might have scaled it back for this year, but on a normal year, what is it that happens? Are you walking into just a giant haunted house, or can you kind of describe it?
Yeah, sure. So from past experience, basically so there's 17 rooms. That's the reason why it's 17 doors. God, I hope if they're listening, I didn't get that wrong.
I think the name says it all, right?
Right. So each room is a different scene or something different happens. I've gone twice and it's varied slightly, but it's basically the same thing. Oh, it's always 17 doors. And there's something that happens in each of the rooms, and they could go and it's pretty mind blowing what they do. There's some crazy, crazy stuff that I've never seen done before. For example, last year they had this one scene where you're literally in a giant room that rotates all the way around.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I'm looking at some of their pictures and the costumes are like horrifying. Like, I don't even think I can handle this.
Yeah. That's the other thing. I don't think it's powerful enough to do a lot of damage, but they do use, these tasers.
That on people walking through?
Yes. No, both people in line and once you're indoors.
That's crazy.
I wonder
why they make you sign a waiver, huh?
Yeah. Personally, I've never been hit by one yet. But I've seen some people like get hit by them and they flinch. So I'm going to assume it's stinging to a point. I don't think it's like a, let's say something a police officer would use, but
yeah.
It's pretty intense.
And so the 17th door,
I could talk forever on that one just cause it's like something you have to experience at least once.
Yeah. Well, I was going to ask you because I'm kind of mainstream. I'm not totally into Halloween that much, you know? But within the people who are in this community, that's a well-known one, the 17th door.
It is within the community. I don't know about general because there's like you said, in the like people in the mainstream are probably like, oh, what's that, you know? So I'd always like tell them, but I'd say it has a pretty good reputation in the community in SoCal.
Yeah, I'm looking at the pictures, like I said, now as we're talking, and man, it looks intense. Very intense.
Yeah, but like I said, it's intense, but it's not like full on torture.
Yeah,
but it's definitely not for everyone. Whenever I tell people about it, usually they check out when I tell them that they'll put live roaches on your face.
Oh yeah, see, I'm out with that one.
There you go. See, exactly.
Yeah.
I was on the fence
when you talked about the tasing, and then now you just brought out roaches. Forget it.
But again, I'm very curious to see how they're going to do it this year since, you know, with all the guidelines and whatnot.
Yeah, I mean, you've got to be somewhat in a confined space, right, in the previous ones? Yeah.
Yeah, if you go on their website, they have a whole video and all the things, you know, giving you all the rundown of how they're going to handle the following the guidelines. And they seem to be going above and beyond based on what I've seen.
Okay, so let's get into you said that one's a well-known one in the horror community,
Yes.
and it's probably not well known among people who are like I was thinking like Halloween Horror Nights stuff like that. That shows you how far gone I am on this. But what are some events that are not very well known that you think really hit it out of the park every year as well?
Well, I already mentioned 17th Door. That was gonna be one of them, but it's as I was looking over the rundown of questions, I was really having a hard time trying to come up with an answer because there's so many out there that need a excuse me that need a shout out, but it's like it's
Well,
hard to narrow.
why don't we go this way then, Josh? Because that one is, I think, is really extreme. So why don't we go one? I would say that's like fun for someone younger, like you could take your kid there, like a haunted house that's not too extreme.
Trying to think of what's open. That's a problem because I would have an answer, but most of the ones I would mention would are not.
No, I'm talking about like post-COVID, pre-COVID, ones that
Oh,
you've
okay.
been to before.
All right, cool. Over at Lake Elsinore, they had this Sinister Valley over at their stadium in Lake Elsinore. They'd have that one. That one's pretty cool. That one is the It's usually like three mazes. It's only $20. It's a bargain, and honestly, it's pretty good. Like the year prior, I was kind of like a letdown. But then the year after, or rather last year, I went and they really upped the ante. But basically, it's if you I'd compare it to Knott's Scary Farm
Oh, okay. Yeah.
in
So
terms of
that's,
in terms of like fun and scary.
yeah, fun, but it's not too like over the top and
No,
gory.
no.
Yeah.
Yeah, like for young adults, that's cool.
Okay. So let's get into 2020 because, like I mentioned, I was kind of like giving people something to look forward to after this pandemic's done because it's a temporary thing. But we are in 2020 right now. Halloween's coming up. And I feel really bad because a lot of the awesome events are canceled this year, like the parades and stuff like that. But can you share with us some spots that are still open, some events that are still happening? I know you mentioned 17th Door, but what are some other well-known places that, or not even well-known, just ones that you've been to before that you recommend that are still going on in 2020?
There's a Los Angeles Haunted Hayride. It's not necessarily the same though, because they had to adapt to the situations. So instead of their usual haunt slash hayride, they have a drive-in experience. It's happening over in San Dimas. I like that one. It was I liked it personally just because it was a unique experience. I'm not sure if it's for everyone, but personally I enjoyed it. It was entertaining. They had everything that was Halloween there.
That used to
And
happen in Griffith Park before this year, right?
yes.
Okay.
But they had, like I said, they had to adapt to their situation because they had them turn it into like a literal drive-in. So a bunch of cars lined up. There's a big screen. You're ba basically the whole thing is you're at a film festival. That's kind of the idea. And there's monsters all over the drive-in trying to scare you and whatnot. And it's like fun. It's just like I said, much like the previous one I mentioned about being a friendly for young adults. Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. So you're recommending the original LA Haunted Hayride when it comes back, the one that they have in Griffith Park. You think that's worth checking out in later years?
Yeah, but if you do go, I highly recommend doing the hayride first, just because the lines get ridiculous after a while for the hayride, and yeah.
Yeah, that seems to sell out every year, the Haunted Hayride at Griffith Park. Every year, that thing, and I hear people report back that it's like so crowded and you got to wait so long.
It is. I happen to buy my ticket on the day with it was like a special there's like a special coupon or something. I don't know what I managed to get cut the line, and I had overheard a woman say, "This is ridiculous. I've been here for 3 hours." I was like, "Oof, nope."
Oh my God. Yeah.
Yeah,
That's like being at an amusement park. It's just at some point you're just like, oh, forget it.
which unfortunately is a big problem at a lot of these major horror events, is that the lines are just ridiculous, and they do give you alternatives, but It's like some people, unfortunately, some people are like, I don't want to pay $200 for a front of the line, you know? So it sucks.
Yeah, they make you pay these big markups. You know, I just thought about it. A lot of these big amusement parks, they're not necessarily haunted, but they have Halloween themes, you know, and we're not going to be able to get that this year, like Knott's Berry Farm. Well, I guess they have Knott's Scary Farm. But you know, like even like Disneyland completely becomes Halloween themed. And so that's another thing a lot of people and kids are going to miss this year.
Yeah, it sucks. Yeah, it's even I've noticed, even trying to adjust to the situation, it's still kind of like, yeah, you can't help, well, for me personally anyways, I feel like you can't help but shake the feeling that something's missing about the magic, and unfortunately we just gotta adapt to the situation and just go forward.
Yeah, and I think at least we live in Los Angeles where there's so many talented people here that are focused on entertainment that they can pivot and at least give us something. You know, like the 17th door, they're still able to put it on, and from what I can see from these pictures, it still looks amazing. And then the LA Haunted Hayride that you talked about, you know, they still make it into a pretty cool experience, but just using the drive-through.
Yeah, like again, they like that's why personally I enjoyed the what Hayride did this year, just because it was unique and it was like you could tell that they were trying to adapt to the situation. Also, just really quick, it just popped in my head going back to that question about haunts that need recommendation. I would say Corona Haunt, over in Corona, California. It's a home haunt. They do some badass things.
It's a home haunt, so like someone's house.
Yes.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was
Yeah.
just getting so that's an adult theme one, right?
No, not really. I'd say it's like something you would definitely see at Universal.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'd compare it to.
Wow, and it's someone's house, huh?
Yeah. No, it's crazy.
Do you walk in the house or it's all like outdoor
Oh,
out?
it's outdoors.
Okay, I was gonna.
They build it in their backyard, and a part of it takes place on the side of the house and in the garage. But honestly, if you were to walk through, you wouldn't be able to tell that you're in someone's place.
Yeah, they probably like work for some studio or something like that, you know, because I've been to some of the Christmas ones like that. You know, it's like a person's house that does Christmas decorations, and it turns out like they work for some movie studio or something, and they in the art department, they're able to put together these crazy elaborate stuff on their own. It's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, our community is creative.
Yeah, definitely. All right, Josh, so let's talk about Halloween 2020 for families, because I mentioned it a few times. I feel really bad for kids this year. Like, in fact, they're not even recommending kids go trick-or-treating, which is insane.
That's been quite the controversial topic in the community, but you know, we
Yeah.
I'm not touching that one.
Yeah. But so what I was hoping that you could help us out with is for people who have kids that are listening, some Halloween and fall related activities that you can recommend, you know, that are it don't have to be like little kid friendly, but you could take a kid to it, and that could be, you know, haunted houses. It could be anything Halloween related, really.
Right, fun for everyone. Yeah, no, actually, as a matter of fact, tonight I'm going to the Hauntoween up in Woodland Hills. That one's like it's like a drive-through, little family friendly drive-through haunt for the fa it's, what did you read? Excuse me. It's a family friendly drive-through haunt, and there's gonna be like candy. I believe you'll be able they'll they hand you a free pumpkin, if I'm not mistaken. It's
This is
and
one
it
night
just
only, or
no. This is from let me check my notes here. It's from the 9th through Halloween.
oh, okay, cool. So it's going on for a while, because I noticed with a lot of these things, they sell out.
Yeah, I believe no, I believe tickets are I'm pretty sure tickets are still available for that one.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah. So there's that one looks cool. There's well, I was gonna say the Taste of Halloween at Knott's, but tickets have been selling out quick for that one.
Yeah,
But
it
if you
sold out. I actually went to that a few weeks ago.
oh you did, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was, I like that one. That one's That was pretty nice for what they put together. I really enjoyed that one.
I thought they did a really good job, at least when I was there. It might have changed, but when I was there, it was a Saturday. I think it was around noon that we went, noon or one. And I thought they did a really good job with the amount of people they let in. Like, it was so
Yeah,
easy to
I
separate.
100% agree with that.
Yeah. Because I was, my wife was a little concerned. She's like, do we really want to go to an amusement park
I
during a
know,
pandemic?
no.
But it was so easy to separate from people because there wasn't that many people there.
Yeah, they Knott's did a really good job on that one.
Yeah. And they also, it's also a pretty decent deal, too. I mean, it was what, $35, and then you get all those dishes of food. But really, it's just about being outside of the house and seeing things,
Yes, that's yes. Agreed, agreed, agreed.
Yeah, and you mentioned drive-ins, and that's one of the big things I think for people who are looking for things to do this Halloween is that drive-ins already, since this pandemic started, are super popular. But a lot of the places that you would go to see a drive-in movie during the month of October, they're doing like horror films. So that's a really good thing to check out.
And but going back to whole kids things, there's so many. I could list them off really quick. All
Yeah, that'd be great.
right, so after the Hauntoween, there's also Knights of the Jack, the drive-through. That's like a pumpkin patch kind of drive-through thing where they have all these elaborate carved pumpkins. It's a really amazing thing. There's videos online, but I've personally never been, but I'm pretty confident to say that it's one of those things you have to see in person. The video just won't do it justice.
Well, check this out, Josh. By coincidence, just 2 days ago, we had a contest giving away tickets to that. 3,000 entries. So
Ooh,
it's definitely a
yeah.
lot of interest in going to that. If
Oh
you want
yeah,
to go, you
no.
should definitely check it out because I know it's close to selling out now.
Oh well. Wow. Yeah, and then there's a ghost golf in Castle Park. I believe that one's almost selling out as well.
Oh, get out of here. So the
I
Castle
think
Park
I'm
is
not
having.
100%. I'm not
No,
100% sure.
no. When I say get out of here, I'm just talking about that period because I didn't heard about that. So, it's the Castle Park putt-putt golf, and then they've made it like Halloween themed.
Yeah, it's just I believe it is it's just a bunch of like carnival games, but kind of like spooky themed. And they have a and but then they have a actual haunt trail that you can walk through, and they have some scare actors there.
See, I love Castle Park anyway, so I think that's really cool.
Yeah, and there's a Legoland's doing their own little Halloween and Miniland kind of thing. It's just that one's just for small children. Yeah, your basic family friendly stuff, candy characters, and also the one I was looking into was Halloween at Descanso,
Oh yeah.
up in the Descanso Gardens. I've seen videos of those. That one looked beautiful. So I'm considering checking that one out. Let's see, I'm trying to think what else. Actually, I almost forgot. So this weekend, if it isn't if registration isn't full, a friend of mine, Spooksy Boo, she has an event over in at the Anaheim Garden Walk.
Okay.
A little Halloween pop-up store
Oh, nice.
on Saturday. Yeah,
What's the name of it so we can people can
oh
check it out?
the Halloween pop-up Spooksy Boo events.
Spooksy Boo. Okay.
Yeah, she's
Cool.
really cool. She always has some amazing vendors, and she always puts on a good show. Sorry, I just noticed one of my notes. I forgot about this one. So this might be hap are you from I don't know if quick quacks are a thing in LA County.
What is it called?
Quick quack, they're a car wash.
I think I've seen the sign, but it sounds familiar. No, tell me about that.
All right, so in over here in the Inland Empire, there's a quick quack in Fontana, and they're actually doing a haunted car wash.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm still not 100% sure what that will entail, but it says it's family friendly. It starts on the 15th, so I'm
Probably like
wondering.
monsters washing your car or something.
Yeah, probably. I don't know. I'm just curious about that one. I'll check that out just out of curiosity.
Yeah, those are some great ones, Josh. You mentioned some classics like Night of the Jacks, and then some ones that I think most people don't know about, including me. So those are awesome. And really good for the people who are upset because their kids can't do a lot of stuff this Halloween. There is actually a lot of stuff out there. A lot of it's selling out quickly, so you definitely want to act fast and jump on some of this stuff so your kids just aren't sitting at home and they can salvage some of this 2020 Halloween. That's a nightmare.
Right. And there's a lot of information. It's just so much to unpack. So that being said, if anyone's listening with family, I'll make sure to post all the information for family friendly events. So you guys could look it out and plan out your October, because like I said, there's a lot of stuff happening for kids.
Yeah, there's so much stuff. And we'll talk at the end how they can find you, because I know you post great stuff every day that's Halloween related, so people can make sure they don't miss out. But let's jump back into SoCal. So imagine it's 2022 and the pandemic is completely over, so things are more or less back to normal. Can you take us through your dream day in, it doesn't have to be Los Angeles, Southern California. So if this is your dream day in Inland Empire, that's fine. But from getting up to going to bed, where would you go and what would you do to make it your perfect day?
I'd wake up, buy a ticket to Disneyland.
Awesome. Is this October your perfect day, by the way?
I'm sorry?
Is your perfect day happening in October, by the way? Because you love all the Halloween themed stuff.
Yes and no. And I say no because I love it because, you know, obviously it's Halloween. Who doesn't mm-hmm. love Halloween? And basically for me, it runs from September, not even probably some people in the community would argue it starts after the 4th of July. But I'd say yes and no because I absolutely love Halloween, but it gets busy.
Oh yeah.
And it becomes a very huge task to try and manage all this. So, and every once in a while I'll make a mistake on some information, so then I have to jump back and it's like, "Oh my god, I don't make them a lot, but when I do catch them I feel like foolish." Anyways, yeah. Basically it becomes overwhelming is what I'm saying.
Yeah. So like your dream day is hard to be in October because you're actually working during October. Yeah. All right. So you go to Disneyland. What else would you do?
Go to a movie.
All right. Cool.
I'm a man of simple pleasures.
Hey man. I love Disneyland. So, I mean, before this happened, I'm actually missing Disneyland a lot because I haven't been back since January, I think.
I haven't been back for 2 years.
Oh, really? Oh, wow. Yeah,
so I was not around when that Star Wars land opened, so I have no idea what that's like.
Oh, my God. Josh, you got to check that out, man.
Well, we'll see. We'll see how things go.
Well, it's going to reopen, but it's going to be packed for the first 6 months for sure. Yeah. All right, cool. Yeah, so you can't go wrong.
What else is new at Disneyland?
California Adventure's got some new things.
Oh, no, I mean like what? I mean, large crowds. What else is new?
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, that's always a given at Disneyland. Yeah. All right, cool. So, is there anything else you want people to know about Halloween in Southern California, or just living here in general that I didn't ask you or that we didn't already talk about, Josh?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, you shared a lot of great info on it, so I think we've got enough out of you for one interview. Where's the best place for people who want to know more about Halloween events? Where can they go to follow you or learn more about your Halloween suggestions?
I try to even it out, but I'm mostly active on Instagram, but I also have a Twitter, YouTube channel, and Facebook.
Okay, and what's the name?
They're all under SoCalloween 909.
Yeah, so that's SoCalloween 909 instead of Halloween, it's Calloween. And I'll put a link to your Instagram account in the show notes. And if anyone wants to check out what's going on in Halloween for 2020 when it's limited and beyond, when we're back to normal, you want to check out SoCalHalloween 909. And thanks for coming on, Josh. It was a pleasure talking to you.
Likewise. Thank you.
All right. Take care.
What's up, LA Hackers? It's Stefan again, and I hope you enjoyed that interview with Josh from SoCalloween 909 as he shared with us some of his tips on activities you can still do to enjoy Halloween in 2020. If you want to find out more about Josh or Halloween or horror-related stuff, you can check out his Instagram where he posts 365 about those type of things. It's Instagram, SoCalloween 909. All right, guys, let's jump into my special hack this week. And it's not specific to Halloween. This place is open all the time. And it is the Hollywood Forever Cemetery. It's a landmark. And during the Halloween season, they actually have special events there. Really cool special events. It's a little creepy. I mean, it's a cemetery, but perfect for Halloween, right? They screen horror films on the lawn that always sell out, and then they have a Day of the Dead celebration. So, super popular thing to do in LA. And of course, they're not doing those activities because of 2020 and the pandemic. But I wanted to mention it so that you can do it in a future Halloween. But also, just because it's an actual cemetery, so you can still go there during regular hours when they're open. And check out the cemetery. It's really cool, very Instagrammable spot, and perfect for the Halloween season is to go hang out in cemetery, right? A lot of people do it. I mean, so that's my tip for today, is that for Halloween, you can go check out the Hollywood Forever Cemetery. And this year in 2020, you can just go walk around the cemetery, see some of the gravestones of the famous people that were buried there. And it's just kind of a cool spot to be, even though it's a cemetery. And for future reference, future years, go check out one of the huge celebrations they have during the Halloween season that include horror movie screenings and Day of the Dead celebration. All right, guys, that's all I have for you this week. I hope you will check us out again soon. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave us a review. As always, appreciate you, love you, and I'll see you soon. Bye.